These factors include understanding, respect, non-aggression, non-interference, and quality. These major headings may seem like common sense to us, but this generalization isn't enough to help build and maintain world peace. Once people start understanding each other, they would begin developing high viewpoints about the other factors. Conflict refers to misunderstandings, misconception, disagreement, differences of opinion and personality, clashes between two or more individuals. Conflict provides for the first stepping stone towards war, so to avoid this, we must limit exposure to misunderstanding and act appropriately to certain situations, hence creating peace. Respect and non-interference usually come automatically through understanding. Respecting other people includes respecting their nature and culture too. The popular belief says, if you respect others, others will respect you back. Being patient and understanding every situation in life are the main aspects you should consider to develop maturity in your behavior. This maturity will definitely bring self-respect and will make you value other individuals too. Keeping your attitude calm and peaceful helps you maintain that serenity, which turns your decision-making into extremely non-aggressive. It is crystal clear that harsh speech and insulting words always bring disagreement and conflicts. To reduce some conditions, people should avoid anger, hatred towards other religions, cultures, civilizations, states, and countries. We, human beings, together make up a generation of curious people. Famous idioms such as curiosity kills the cat is something we should consider. Seeing curiosity as being so powerful causing death, we could straight away jump to the conclusion that this has an opposing meaning toward peace. We should learn to mind our own business. It does not mean that you should not help others in their difficulties and keep yourself tied to your environment. Everybody should mix up with the world, but at the same time, it is vital not